Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's talk about some of the other challenges. One of the things that we hear about here, and we get texts all the time and calls coming in, are streetlights. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been a number of stories done about streetlights being out in the east and throughout a number of areas in the city.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there is a millage that's a dedicated revenue source to street lighting. Is that correct?
Well, there is a millage, but more importantly, in our general fund in terms of an allocation to the Department of Public Works. And we increased that budget line item for 2019. Street lights in New Orleans East, particularly along Morris, right now we have seen a real focus there. The repairs are significant, but that's where the city right now is really concentrating our efforts to get those lights on in New Orleans East.
So as it relates to that issue, is it a funding issue, or is this just an operational issue of trying to stay abreast of the lights that are out and getting them replaced, or is it a combination
of
both?
Well, it's a combination of both. What we have seen is that we've had to do a thorough, I will say, a research and investigating exactly what are the issues specific to various lights. Not every issue is the same. And so where we may have to replace conduits, repair wiring, then we'll have to do that. And we are doing that. We also have a contract in terms of just, if it's just changing the bulb, we can get that done pretty quickly. But if it takes more time or more work, then time and even the money kind of comes into play.
During the story, I heard that a lot of it is copper theft oriented, where you
That's
have people that are stripping the wires out from within the light poles themselves, and then they're taking it to the salvage yards. Have y'all followed up with the salvage yards and trying to avert this problem? Because it'll continue. I mean, there's value, obviously, with these wires. And you know, we took a very aggressive stance when I was the sheriff in Jefferson Parish and dealing with the secondhand dealers mm-hmm. in the salvage yards to make sure that they didn't take this stuff in, because it presented a challenge for us as well.
Right. What I will say, Norman, is as we've investigated, the majority of the outages do not have anything to do with copper wires being stolen.
Yeah.
It's just the lack of maintenance and lack of priority. And New Orleans East has felt that very significantly, and that's why we're laser focused, our administration is, of targeting New Orleans East specifically. But people can now call 311 24 hours a day. Those lights that just need replacement, I will say, will get done relatively quick. Those outages that need more long-term repair, we are on it, but you need to allow us a little more time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.